Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our high nearing 57. Cooling down quite a bit overnight tonight, cloudy skies and a low around 16. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying fairly cloudy as we head in through Wednesday with our high nearing 23. North winds between 15 and 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Topeka, law enforcement authorities are investigating a burglary and have made an arrest. Just before 10:30 p.m. Friday, police were dispatched to a possible aggravated burglary in progress in the 1400 block of Southwest Fillmore in Topeka. The victim reported that an unknown suspect had broken into the residence and attacked the resident with a weapon. The victims were able to subdue the suspect, later identified as 28-year-old Robert K. Ball, until police could arrive. Ball was booked into Shawnee County Department of Corrections. Schools in Olathe and Kansas City, Kansas have canceled classes for 2 days as COVID-19 cases surge among staff and students in the districts. The Kansas City Star reports that Olathe Public Schools and KCK Public Schools canceled classes for Tuesday and Wednesday. Olathe Superintendent Brett Yeager said more than 800 employees, about 20% of Olathe school staff, were out sick heading into this week. Yeager says more than 1,500 students had the virus last week. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor, or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
A semi-trailer driver was killed in a single-vehicle crash Monday morning on a Montgomery County highway, authorities said. The crash was reported around 9:30 a.m. Monday on U.S. 160, about 10 miles east of Independence. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2021 Volvo semi-trailer was westbound on U.S. 160 when, for an unknown reason, the vehicle left the roadway on the north side and entered the ditch. The semi continued westbound and crossed over a driveway entrance before the trailer tipped over. The truck unit tipped over onto its right side in the north ditch, and the driver was ejected. The driver, identified as Alan Reed Chisholm, 67, of Morrilton, Arkansas, was pronounced dead at the scene. The Wichita Fire Department is investigating an overnight fire in South Wichita. The fire started shortly before midnight in the 1100 block of South Gordon. Crews say that the home is a total loss. Investigators were unable to share damage estimate, but say the cause of the fire is yet to be determined. Two people living inside the home made it out uninjured. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A driver has died in a rollover crash near Madison in northeastern Nebraska. Madison County Sheriff Todd Volk said in a news release that the crash happened around 8:30 Sunday night when a car went off the road near a rural intersection northwest of Madison and rolled. Volk said the driver, 37-year-old Shane Melcher of Meadow Grove, was thrown from the car and died at the scene. A 37-year-old woman who was a passenger in the car was flown from the scene in a medical helicopter to a hospital. Police in Columbus say they've arrested a man on suspicion of first-degree murder and a weapons count in the death of an older man. Television station NTV reports that 28-year-old Michael Keener was arrested Sunday afternoon after officers were called to an area along 8th Street in Columbus to check on a man who had fallen and hit his head. Arriving officers found Keener at the scene, and police said that he told the officers he'd killed a person. He then led the officers to a location on 16th Avenue where they found the body of 77-year-old Larry Hudak. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week conducted the annual reorganization and appointments, selecting Barb Kiki for chairman. Dr. Nancy Zidek was appointed county health officer, as no response had been received from staff at CMH. County health nurse Sue Rhodes advised that CDC has issued new isolation and quarantine guidelines consisting of 5 days. Rhodes doesn't think there is a science backing this, and would like to stay with a 10-day recommendation. However, the hospital's advising 5 days, and she feels we should stay consistent within Marshall County. The agency has a temporary person lined up to assist with COVID testing. Candace Prell is home on military leave and will be a contract laborer on an hourly basis. Scott Zabotrisky was elected chair and David Wilbrandt vice chair of the Washington County Commissioners, and other routine annual appointments were made at last week's meeting. A 5% pay raise was approved and extended to all permanent and elected and non-elected employees, both full and part-time. Temporary and summer help and contract labor was not included. Groundbreaking on the Mark Neutch Horse Soldier Monument on the Courthouse Square is planned for March, with completion and dedication in April. A volunteer group has raised nearly all of the expected $150,000 cost, with the Washington Rotary Club among the most recent contributors, with over $14,000 from the Christmas Festival of Trees. Nemahal County Commissioners last week discussed changing current policy regarding paid holidays for new employees, changing from longevity raises to merit raises, and looking at current sick and vacation leave policy. No action was taken on county reorganization, suggesting further changes be made before that document's approved. Commissioners discussed 2022 pay raises for county employees. A motion to suspend camera recording during that discussion passed on a 2-1 vote, with Gary Scobie voting no. Emergency Preparedness Director advised the state did a disaster declaration from the windstorm December 15th, but the only local entities qualifying for FEMA money are the City of Seneca and Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric. Eric Thiemann was unanimously elected chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting. Emily Haxby was elected vice chairman of the board and the Board of Equalization by a vote of 4-1, replacing Dennis Myers, who was previously nominated before a closed ballot was requested. Approval was given for a request to proceed with purchase of 2 tandem axle trucks for the highway department. Salary of elected officials was approved for a 4-year term in Gage County beginning in 2023. A public hearing was opened to consider application for a commercial ag anhydrous plant in Adams Township, with planning and zoning recommending adoption. A representative with Farmers Co-op said he would like to move the site to make it safer for surrounding communities. After discussion, meeting time for the board committee will remain at 7 a.m. for the time being. A recall election for Owen Zinke on the Nemahal Central USD 115 School Board is set for January 25th, with advance voting currently underway. All registered patrons are eligible to vote for the at-large position, with the recall petition initiated last fall, alleging that Zinke violated state statute in action taken by the board following a parent request to suspend mask mandates for the district students. Amy Sudbeck was also challenged to a recall, which voters overturned in the November election on a vote of 254 to 85. Zinke's term is set to expire in 2023. The special recall election will be at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. January 25th, and all USD 115 precincts will vote at the Nemahal County Community Building in Seneca. In-person advance votes are due by noon January 24th, last day for mail-in ballots to go out Tuesday, January 18th. Regina A. Jones, age 86, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Private family service to be held Wednesday and will be streamed on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page Wednesday at 1:30 with burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Regina Jones. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, baked beans, peas and carrots, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, whole wheat roll, rice, Malibu blend, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will remain extremely mild throughout the day today as the jet stream continues to sit further north. The jet stream will start to sink further south overnight tonight, causing our temperatures to drop quickly overnight. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the mid-30s to mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s to lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s through lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s through mid-50s throughout Missouri. As the jet stream starts to move further south overnight tonight, strong northwest winds will start to bring polar air down from Canada. Tonight, we can expect to see lows ranging just above and below zero throughout Iowa, lows in the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens through mid-20s throughout Kansas, and the lower teens to mid-30s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high in the state 70, the average low 18, the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:31. It's 32 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Playoff football on a Monday, and an NHL breakout star has a game to remember. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Playing in just his fourth career postseason game, 13-year veteran QB Matthew Stafford finally grabbed that elusive first playoff victory.
Here comes the snap to Stafford, looking left, throwing left, the fade to OBJ, airborne with a two-handed grab, touchdown!
The call on ESPN LA 710, Stafford threw for a pair of scores and ran for a third, while the Rams' defense held the Cardinals to just 183 yards of total offense. Los Angeles Crews passed Arizona 34-11 to close out the NFL's Super Wild Card weekend. After the game, Stafford downplayed getting over the hump.
I think it means a lot more to... you guys and all that. I mean, I just want to be a part of this team and help us win. So I trust in myself, trust in my abilities, trust in my teammates.
L.A. will face the defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers in the NFC divisional round on Sunday. This is ABC Sports. College hoops, Big Ten heavyweights Purdue and Illinois did not disappoint in the lone top 25 match of the day.
Jaden gets all the way to the basket, kicks in the corner. Stefanovic will shoot a three and he'll make it.
On Learfield, Sasha Stefanovic led the Boilermakers with 22 points, Fourth-ranked Purdue outlasted number 17 Illinois in double OT, 96-88. NHL, Timo Meier made another entry in his already memorable breakout season for the Sharks.
Hurdle to center, 3-on-2 developing. Hurdle down the right, across the line, rink wide. Meier makes the move, shooting it. He scores!
On the Sharks audio network, Meier set a franchise record with 5 goals, including a first-period hat-trick. San Jose steamrolled the LA Kings 6-2. Days after he was expelled from Australia, Novak Djokovic's status for the French Open is now in question. France's sports ministry said Monday no exceptions will be made to the country's new vaccine pass law, which requires proof of vaccination to enter public places. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The Twin Valley League Tournament tipped off Monday with first-round games that were postponed from Saturday. In girls action, Axtell held off Washington County 39-34. Clifton Clyde beat Wetmore 62-42. Troy girls topped Blue Valley 61-36. In boys action, it was Blue Valley over Donovan West 53-49. Troy took Valley Heights boys 53-45. Frankfort over Washington County 54-39, and Wetmore beat Onega 48-34. In Tuesday's action in the Twin Valley League Tournament, at 3:15 in our broadcast feature, Hanover girls meet Frankfort. At 4:45, Frankfort boys entertain Clifton Clyde. At 6:15 in our broadcast feature, Axtell girls meet Centralia. And at 7:45, the Hanover boys face Blue Valley. In the secondary gym, girls action at 3:15, Donovan West versus Clifton Clyde. 4:45, Axtell meets Troy in boys play. 6:15, the Valley Heights girls face Troy. And at 7:45, Centralia boys square off with Wetmore. Marysville fell to Hiawatha in boys' first-round pool play of the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central on Monday. Hiawatha 64, Marysville 61. In the early tip-off, St. Mary's Academy took Jackson Heights 48-33. On Tuesday, Atchison meets Jackson Heights at 6. Nemo Hall Central will host Marysville at 7:30. Twin Valley League basketball coverage, 4 games, beginning in the 3 o'clock hour on FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs tip-off at 7:30 from Seneca, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Brackets are posted and updated on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our Facebook page.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack faces lawmakers this week as the House Ag Committee starts preparing for the next farm bill due next year. The questions at Thursday's hearing will likely to include not only the 2018 farm bill, but also the implementation of pandemic relief and administrative regulatory actions. One possible issue facing lawmakers when they write the next farm bill is whether to increase price loss coverage reference prices to reflect stronger commodity markets. American Farm Bureau delegates adopted a resolution last week in support of higher reference prices. PLC payments are triggered when market prices fall below the reference price. Vilsack also could be questioned his plans of using the Commodity Credit Corporation to test ways to develop markets for climate-related commodities and farming practices. Vilsack assured Farm Bureau members last week that the use of CCC would not affect farm bill payments that have been made from the account. Vilsack has pledged to use his current tenure at USDA to address inequities in agriculture and past discrimination at the department, reiterated the commitment in a statement marking yesterday's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. He said, "We take seriously the role as public servants with tens of thousands of employees eager and dedicated to making a fundamental difference by providing crucial services to underserved Americans." Land sales continued a torrid pace at a company like Farmers National during the last quarter of last year. The dollar volume by land sold by the company during October through December up 53% compared to a year ago and 106% from 2 years ago. The number of transactions up 23%, total acres sold up 11% year over year. Indicative, they say, of the increase of selling of land in various regions. Sellers came to the land market because of the opportunity to capture a much higher land price and for some to get ahead of what was thought to be potential tax changes. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckling report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show, with nearly 5,000 farmers watching a live stream, John Deere and Company introduced a revolutionized situation for agriculture. Autonomy. I call it self-driving tractors. I'm an old farm kid. It'll be available to farmers yet this year. I can't believe it. But I got to tell you, friends, these farmers were sold on it as they watched what was going on. John Deere's looking to provide solutions to all kinds of situations by self-driving tractors, and they've got this one down pretty good, evidently. Users have access to live video and images via the app that you'd have on your phone or computer. The real-time delivery of performance information is key. John Deere highlights to building the trust of the system's performance, no doubt about that. The senior director said that even if the tractor encounters some problems, an undetectable object, anything like that, they have built-in safety measures that stops the machine immediately. They expect the technology to be available to deliver 24-hour operations to farmers. And one farmer that was watching this on his screen said this technology is going to be a life changer and help him run his farming business better. Folks, it's hard to believe, but this has been in development stage for at least 3 years at John Deere. They've collected the images for machine learning libraries, time data sharing, remote monitoring and management. Farmers can monitor remotely via the John Deere Operations Center app on a phone. It's just fantastic. I'll have to see it to believe it, but I'm about there, friends. Thanks for being with us here on the Steckline Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Farmers Cooperative, we're made up of people just like you. Friends, neighbors, co-workers, business owners. And that's why we take so much pride in serving the everyday heroes who are doing the work of powering our communities, farmers. So whenever you need a helping hand, a word of advice, or the right tools and resources to take care of what matters most, you can count on Farmers Cooperative to stand with those who grow. Find out more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Looking for a fun outdoor project the whole family can enjoy? One suggestion is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Oklahoma received one of the heaviest snowfalls on record on this day in 1987. Up to 13 inches fell and drifts were 5 feet high. The first thing most kids like to do after a snowstorm is build the perfect snow fort. Why not make it a family project? A few pieces of board make a good brick mold, and a cookie sheet works great for slicing your bricks. For a really unique look, make blocks by compacting snow into a plastic bucket. Fill plastic spray bottles with food coloring and water and let the kids go wild painting the walls. And you want to be extra comfy in your snow fort, so be sure to design a chair or two, or dare we say it, a snowfa. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun projects at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. Middle 50s, one more mild day ahead of an approaching cold front moving into the area Wednesday through Thursday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State looks to stop a four-game slide and put an end to its struggles Wednesday evening when they take on the Temple Owls in an American Athletic Conference matchup. The Shockers fell 61-57 to Cincinnati on Sunday despite 14 points and 6 assists from Tyson Etienne. The loss dropped the defending champion Shockers to 0-4 in conference for the first time since 2008-09 season when they opened Missouri Valley play with 6 straight losses. Wichita State is 0-2 against the Owls in Philly. The game is set for Wednesday with a 6 p.m. tip. It'll be on ESPN. K-State was able to finally close out a tight game on Saturday morning as the Wildcats earned their first Big 12 victory over perhaps the hottest team in the country with a 62-51 win over number 19 Texas Tech. The Wildcats continue Big 12 play today as the Wildcats travel to Austin, Texas to take on the number 23-ranked Texas Longhorns at 7:30 p.m. It'll be on the Longhorn Network. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hiawatha Redhawks outlasted the Marysville Bulldogs in a hard-fought back-and-forth battle, keeping off pool play in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central Monday. Both teams fought hard all night. Hiawatha prevailed 64-61, paced by senior Joel Bryan with 24, Carson Gilbert in double figures with 15, and Brent Barnhill scores 14. Marysville led by junior Jack Lauer with 20. Peyton Smith scores 13. 64-61 Hiawatha, their second win over Marysville this season. Redhawks improved to 3-5, while Marysville falls to 2-6. Bulldogs face host Nemo Hall Central in a 7:30 tip-off Tuesday at Seneca Live on KNDY.
The Twin Valley League Tournament tipped off Monday with first-round games that were postponed from Saturday. In girls' action, Axtell held off Washington County 39-34. Clifton Clyde beat Wetmore 62-42. Troy girls topped Blue Valley 61-36. In boys action, it was Blue Valley over Donovan West 53-49. Troy took Valley Heights boys 53-45. Frankfort over Washington County 54-39. And Wetmore beat Onega 48-34. In Tuesday's action in the Twin Valley League Tournament, at 3:15 in our broadcast feature, Hanover girls meet Frankfort. At 4:45, Frankfort boys entertain Clifton Clyde. At 6:15, in our broadcast feature, Axtell girls meet Centralia. And at 7:45, the Hanover boys face Blue Valley. In the secondary gym, girls action at 3:15, Donovan West versus Clifton Clyde. 4:45, Axtell meets Troy in boys play. 6:15, the Valley Heights girls face Troy. And at 7:45, Centralia boys square off with Wetmore. Marysville fell to Hiawatha in boys' first-round pool play of the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central on Monday. Hiawatha 64, Marysville 61. In the early tip-off, St. Mary's Academy took Jackson Heights 48-33. On Tuesday, Atchison meets Jackson Heights at 6. Nemo Hall Central will host Marysville at 7:30. Twin Valley League basketball coverage, four games, beginning in the 3 o'clock hour on FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs tip off at 7:30 from Seneca, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Brackets are posted and updated on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our Facebook page.
KNDY.
Maybe it's intuition, but some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes, I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you. been waiting all my life. There's just no rhyme or reason, only this sense of completion. And in your eyes I see the missing pieces I'm searching for. I think I found my way home. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you. I have been waiting all my life. A thousand angels dance around you.
A thousand angels dance around you.
I am complete now that I found you. Dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting.